Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra daf Kuf Nun Hey. For those listening online, this is Elisha Graf taking over for Rabbi Leibowitz, who is away in Camp Cayley for approximately the next month. So he'll be back a couple of weekends in between, but otherwise we will have the opportunity to learn together for about the next month or so through the end of the Masechta, God willing, into the beginning of the next Masechta. So the rabbi left off yesterday, Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, roughly three quarters of the way down the Amud, really in the middle of a discussion. The discussion that we were learning yesterday, which will continue today for the beginning of this year, is a Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakesh, centering really around the concept of Mode Beshtar Shekosvo, Tzarech L'Kaimo or Ein Tzarech L'Kaimo. If you admit that you write a shtar, are you then believed to then undermine the koach of the shtar? And are you believed to undermine the koach of the shtar with your own taina? Are you believed to undermine the koach of the shtar only if you bring edim who assist you in undermining the koach of the shtar? So in other words, if you are presented with a shtar, do we assume that the shtar is valid per se, unless you bring some sort of very, very, very strong proof that it's invalid? So we were in the middle of this discussion, which we'll pick up with. Again, really questioning the Shita of Rav Yochanan on the concept of Mode Beshtar Shekosvo, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimo, which is what we saw yesterday. And then in the middle of Kuf Nun Hei, the Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to transition into a discussion, which is really based on the Maisa that we started yesterday. So just to refresh, the Maisa that we had yesterday was the Maisa in Bnei Brak, what happened where a person wrote a shtar giving a gift of his nechasim to somebody else. And then the guy's family members came and said, oh, the shtar that the guy wrote is invalid because he was really a katan. And therefore, he lacked the ability to give over nechasim. And the question that we were discussing yesterday was, are they believed with their error, with their taina that the shtar was invalid, are they believed to invalidate the shtar, or maybe do you require edim in order to invalidate the shtar? The Gemara transitions into a discussion of how old does one actually have to be in order to effectuate transactions of nechasim. And as we'll see in the Gemara, the answer may be different depending on whether those nechasim are metaltalin or karka, depending on whether they're movable objects or karkos. The answer might be different. There's a machlokas, first of all, about what the age is. The answer might be different whether we're dealing with a boy or a girl. The answer might be different whether the person in question has any degree of financial or business acumen or not. So we'll see that the discussion will start on Kuf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, carry over to the end of today's daf, all the way down to Kuf Nun Hey Amud Beis at the bottom. So in any event, let's pick up where Rabbi Leibowitz left off yesterday, which is Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, roughly three quarters of the way down. The first word on the line, or the first words on the line, are Amar Lei, and it's approximately 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from where the lines get wide. So where we left off yesterday is that if Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that if a person admits that he wrote a shtar, then he himself is not believed to undermine the validity of the shtar. That if there were edim who come and undermine the validity of the shtar, well then we have a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim whether the edim are believed to undermine the shtar. However, everybody agrees, according to the shita that we saw yesterday in Rav Yochanan, that if he admits that he wrote the shtar, he's not believed to undermine the shtar. And that's consistent with the shita that says that Mode b'shtar shekosvo, if a person admits that he wrote a shtar, ein tzarech l'kaimo. There is no requirement of kiyum hashtar. It's per se valid. So says the Gemara now, again, 11 lines up from where the lines get wide. So Amar Lei, so says Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan, how can you say that? V'alo meshimcha amru. Didn't you say, again, in the story that we had yesterday, which is where the kid wrote, or the person wrote a shtar matana, giving over the nechasim to someone else, and then the B'nai Mishpacha came and said that the shtar is invalid because the Nosein Matana was actually a minor. He was actually a katan at the time that he wrote out the shtar. Amru Yafe Irur B'nai Mishpacha, that the B'nai Mishpacha, the claim of the B'nai Mishpacha is sufficient to undermine the validity of the shtar. Even though they agreed, the B'nai Mishpacha agreed that their relative wrote the shtar, they're not saying it's a forged document, they agree that he wrote the shtar, yet they're saying it's invalid because he was a katan. So the B'nai Mishpacha are believed to say that he's a katan even without edim, and this is consistent with the shita that Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo Sorich Lakaimo. In that case, the only way to give validity, to the shtar, if you're the Mekabel Matana, is to actually be Mekayim the shtar. So how can you say in yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees that if there are no Edim, Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo, ain't Sorich Lakaimo, because his taina is not good enough to undermine the validity of the shtar? We see that you said that the error of his B'nai Mishpacha is sufficient to undermine the validity of the shtar, meaning that the only way the Mekabel Matana can collect is if they're Mekayim the shtar. Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo, Tzorich L'kaimo. So how could you tell me yesterday ain't Tzorich L'kaimo? So says the Gemara, Amalo Zu Elazar. No, this is Elazar. This is the sheet of Rav Elazar, my Talmud. But you're confusing what Rav Elazar said with what I said. In other words, says the Rashbam that because Rav Elazar said Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo Tzorich L'kaimo, you would assume that I said it because you would assume that Rav Elazar was reporting the view of me, who's his Rebbe. But really, it's not my sheet. My sheet is Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo Ein Tzorich L'kaimo, because Irur B'nei Mishpacha is not sufficient, is not effective to undermine the validity of the shtar, although my student Rav Elazar expressed a different sheet. So Amr Le Zu Elazar Amra. This Elazar said the Shita. Ani Lo Amarti Davar Zemayolam. I never said the Shita. I yold Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo Ain't Tzorich L'kaimo, like we saw yesterday. So Amr Rabbi Zeira. So says Rabbi Zeira. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan can try to get out of this Shita by saying, oh no, that Shita which you heard expressed in my name is really the Shita of my Talmud. It's not my Shita. Im Yichbar Rabbi Yochanan Rav Elazar Talmido, if Rabbi Yochanan is going to be kofer in the Shita of Rav Elazar is Talmud, Yichbar Rabbi Yanai Rabbo, will Rabbi Yochanan reject the Shita of Rabbi Yanai his Rebbe? Again, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo Ein Tzorich L'kaimo, because an error alone without Edim is not sufficient to undermine the validity of the shtar. But Rabbi Yanai says opposite. Where do we see this? Damar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rebbe, Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo Tzorich L'kaimo, that if you're Modeh, even if the Baldin is Modeh that he wrote the shtar, still the person seeking to collect with the shtar has to make a kiyam ashtar. So this is against the sheet of Rav Yochanan. V'yamar lei Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan said to him, Rebbe, Rebbe Yanai, why do you have to bring a brisa to support this? Lo Mishnah Seinu Hizu? Isn't this what our Mishnah tells us? The Chachamim Omrim Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya, and that the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah that we learned yesterday or the day before yesterday, that Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya, even though the Shchiv Mira agrees that he wrote the shtar, but he says the shtar should be retracted because he was a Shchiv Mira when he wrote it. There was a shtar Shchiv Mira, now he recovered. The Chachamim say that Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya, the Mekabel Matana, in order to collect the shtar, have to bring a raya. And that's consistent with the notion that Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo, Tzorich L'kaimo. So not Ein Tzorich L'kaimo, like you said. So here we see Rabbi Yochanan bringing a raya to the shita of his Rebbe, that Modeh B'shtar Shekosfo Tzorich L'kaimo. So how could you tell me in yesterday's daf that Ein Tzorich L'kaimo? It's a stira. So says the Gemara, Ein Raya Ela B'kiyam Ashtar. So he says, there is no Raya. So he says, an Ein Raya Ela B'kiyam Ashtar. And what's the Raya that a person has to bring? meaning when we say amotzi mechaveru olav haraya, what raya? It's kiyam hashtar. So there we see explicitly mode b'shar shekosvo sarach l'kaimo. So how could you tell me yesterday in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan holds that ain sarach l'kaimo, that mode b'shar shekosvo ain sarach l'kaimo? So says the Gemara, you're right, this is a rejection of that view, of that explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. Baram, Nirin Divrei Rabbeinu Yosef, however, the words of Rabbeinu Yosef appear to be correct. The Amar Rabbeinu Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Chachamim, this is what the Chachamim say. Aval Rab Meir Omer, Moda Beshtar Shekosvo, Shetzarech Lekaimo. Ah. So over here, what we've done is we've switched around the shitas of Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Whereas yesterday we had the Chachamim saying that Mode Bashar Shekosvo Tzarech L'Kaimo. Over here we have the Chachamim saying Mode Bashar Shekosvo, once he admits that he wrote the Shtar, ain't Tzarech L'Kaimo. The counterpart to the Shtar doesn't have to do a Kiyam Hashtar. He doesn't have to bring a Kiyam Hashtar. And it's Rav Meir who says that Mode Bashar Shekosvo Tzarech L'Kaimo. So when Rav Yochanan said yesterday that everybody agrees that Mode Bashar Shekosvo ain't Sarach Lekaimo, what's he saying? He's actually holding like the Shita of the Chachamim. So Umay Divrei Akol, so why did Rabbi Yochanan say yesterday in the Daf that Mode Bashar Shekosvo ain't Sarach Lekaimo is a Divrei Akol if we see that it's a Machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chachamim? So says the Gemara, the Rabbanan Legabe Rav Meir Divrei Akol he, because Legabe Rav Meir, the Shita of the Rabbanan, the Shita of the Rabbanan is considered to be a Divrei Akol. Okay, so in other words, we've addressed Rav Yochanan Shita by flipping the Shitos of Rav Meir and the Chachamim, so that the Chachamim say that Mode Bashar Shekosvo ain't Sarach L'Kaimo. Therefore, when Rav Yochanan says everybody agrees that Mode Bashar Shekosvo ain't Sarach L'Kaimo, it's not really everybody. Rav Meir argues it's only the Shita of the Chachamim, but Legabe Rav Meir, the Chachamim are considered to be a Divrei Hakol. Okay, so says the Gemara, now the Gemara is going to challenge this. Four lines up from the bottom. Va'ipchatnan, we learn the opposite. V'chachamim omrim ha'motzi mechavero olav haraya. It's the Chachamim who say that ha'motzi mechavero olav haraya, that in order to collect with this shtar, even though the guy admits he wrote the shtar, but he's saying he wrote it when he was a shchimira, and now he recovered, and therefore the matana should be invalid. The mekabli matana have to bring a raya, and this is consistent with the sheet of Mode Bashar Shekosvo Tzarech L'Kaimo. So how can you tell me that the Chachamim say ain't Tzarech L'Kaimo? If we see here in the Braisa, they say Tzarech L'Kaimo. Says the Gemara, Epuch, says just switch around that sheet. It's not the Chachamim saying Tzarech L'Kaimo. It's Rav Meir saying Tzarech L'Kaimo, like we just said. But Tanya, the Gemara tries again. Ein nemanim leposlo divrei Rav Meir. Well, Rav Meir says now that the bnei mishpacha are not believed to patel the shtar, but the chachamim say v'chachamim omrim nemanim. But the chachamim say they are believed to patel the shtar, meaning that even though the guy admits that he wrote the shtar, it can be undermined with the taina of the bnei mishpacha because mode b'shtar shekosvo tzarech l'kaimo, according to the chachamim, the way we see here. Says the Gemara, epuch, so switch around that shita again. Switch around the shitos of Rav Meir and the Chachamim in that brisa as well. V'rav Rav Yochanan raya be'edim kamar. Rav Yochanan said that we're talking about that, but Rav Yochanan said that we're talking about that the raya is with edim. And if according to Rav Yochanan, you told me that Mode Bashar Shekosvo ain't Sarach L'Kaimo, why are we even talking about the raya? Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya is only if you hold that Mode Bashar Shekosvo Sarach L'Kaimo. If ain't Sarach L'Kaimo, there's no raya, not with edim, not with Kiyam Hashtar, not with the Irub. There's nothing. Says the Gemara Epuch. So let's switch around that shita as well. So Lepach Nami Tiyufta. So should we switch around the sheet, the Tiyufta that we just saw? Because yesterday we said that Rav Yochanan said Mode Bashar Shekosvo ain't Sarach L'Kaimo. Now we said, how could he say that? Rav Yochanan brought a raya to his Rebbe, Rav Yanai, that Mode Bashar Shekosvo Sarach L'Kaimo from our Mishnah. And so from that we asked the Kasha Rav Yochanan. So should we maybe switch around the Shitas there? So the Gemara says, lo, no, don't switch around the Shitas there. And in the Maisa and the Bnei Brak that you cannot switch around. You cannot switch around the shitas, and it really is a kasha. It really is a binding kasha on Rav Yochanan, and the Rashbam explains here. Damar leil esver Rav Yochanan leish lokesh lepach vahashta tzorik lomar esver rish lokesh Rav Yochanan demeil shamin and demasis and raya beidim kamar, because in that maisa bnei brak we saw that there is a raya, and once you need a raya, we see that moda b'chashar kusvo tzorik lekaimo. So the Gemara asked, should we switch around that as well? The Gemara said no, don't switch that around. So achi kamar leil L'Rav Yochanan, Hochi Kamarle Rav Yochanan, L'Rav Shem and Lakesh. Turning on to Kufnan Hayam and Aleph. Now the Gemara is going to explain the discussion between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakesh. So Hochi Kamarle Rav Yochanan, L'Rav Shem and Lakesh. Bishlam Elididi, Da'amina Raya. So I understand, according to me, who says that the raya that has to be brought here when we say amoti mechavera olav haraya, that the raya is with kiyam ashtar. Hainu de mishkachas lo de nachsi lekuchos lenechasim. That's how it could be that the lekuchos are in possession of the nechasim. Ela lididach de amrit raya beedim. But according to you, who says that the raya is with edim. So how could it be that the lekuchos are now in possession of the nechasim? What's this all talking about? So we have to see the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says, the first Rashbam on the page, it says, "Alchi kamar le Rav Yochanan relay shalakes bishlam ledidi damina raya bekiyam ashtar va'afich lenami masnisin d'lerabonan ein tzorich lekaimo." And according to the Chachamim, as we just saw, moda b'shar shekosvo ein tzorich lekaimo kiman demoda shekosvo haynu demishkachas la nichsi biyada delekuchos. Now I understand, according to the Chachamim, who says that moda b'shar shekosvo ein tzorich lekaimo. Now I understand. If you recall, yesterday we had said that we're dealing with a situation where the nechasim are already in the rishus of the lekuchos, are already in the rishus of the Makabli Matana, the people who accepted the Matana from the guy in Bnei Brak. So how was that? It was because, according to the Chachamim, Moda B'Shar Shekosvo Ein Tzorich L'Kaimo, Vasa Yarshim V'Kama Arari, and the Yarshim are coming and they're casting aspersions on the star. Kedamar La'el, Hachi Nami Mistabra Midiktani Da'amar Lahu, E Atem Rashaim Lenavlo, and it's Mistaber, because they were in, it's, and we said it's Mistaber that they were in possession. Hilkach Shema Kimu Ashtar or Afilu Lo Kimu Kivan Demoda Bnei Mishpacha Bishtar Shekosvu No Sein Ain Tzarich Lekaimo Vuchzuk Lekuchos Benechasim. So I understand, according to me, if Moda B'Shar Shekosvu Ain Tzarich Lekaimo, once the guy wrote the shtar and they admit that he wrote the shtar, we take that word to be very, very important. That word is very impactful. And once he admits that he wrote the shtar, then the lekuchos could take possession of the nechasim. Eladidach the amrit raya be'edim uladidach. And now says the Rashbam uladidach lo ma'afkev masnisin v'kivan the amri rabbanon amotzi mechaveru olav haraya. According to me, says Rav Yochanan, I switched around the shita. The Chachamim say that the Chachamim are not the ones who said amotzi mechaveru olav haraya, because I believe that the Chachamim say moda b'shar shekosvo ein tzorich l'kaimo. But you who say that the shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah is amotzi mechaveru olav haraya because moda b'shar shekosvo tzorich l'kaimo. So the Hainu Makabel Matana Nichse Biyadid Lekuchos Heichim Mishkachas Laha Leslu Edim Shagadal Haya. If you tell me that Moda B'Shtar Shekosvo Tzorech Lekaimo and Amotzi Mechavero Olav Araya, that in order to take the Nechasim, they need a Raya, what Raya did the Lekuchos bring? Because they need a Raya that he's a Gadol. How do they have a Raya that he's a Gadol? The only way that they could have a Raya is if they actually checked his body and they found that he was a Gadol. But that's not possible, because if you recall the case yesterday, the guy was dead, they wanted to check his body, and they were told, no, you can't, because e alta rashoi lenavlo. So how could it be that the lekuchos, if they need to bring affirmative proof before they can take possession of the nechasim, how do they bring that proof, and how do they ever take possession of the nechasim? Is the kasha that Rav Yochanan asks the Reish Lakesh. So Amar Lei, so Rav Shlokesh says, Modina lach bi'irur de b'nei mishpacha de lav irurhu. So I agree that stam an irur of b'nei mishpacha is not going to be enough to prevent this transaction from going through. It's not going to prevent the transaction from going through, and therefore says the Rashbam, uminadin huchzaku lekuchos b'nechasim. And therefore, if there's a shtar, and the shtar says that the lekuchos get the nechasim, then the lekuchos took possession of the nechasim fair and square. So my ka'amri katan haya. And what is it when they say, so my kamri katanoya, what did the Bnei Mishpacha say? The Bnei Mishpacha said that, yeah, it's a valid shtar, but he wrote the shtar when he's a katan, and therefore the shtar matana or the shtar mekachumemkar shouldn't be a valid shtar. But against the taina of the Bnei Mishpacha, we have a chazaka. What's the chazaka? Chazaka eino edim chos menal ashtar elim kei nasa gadol. But we have a chazaka that the edim would not sign on the shtar unless he is made to be a gadol, unless he's a gadol. So says the Rashbam, no sein umakabel ve edim kulam gdolim uksherim. That we have a chazaka that the edim are not going to sign on a shtar unless every party to this transaction, unless all the parties to the transaction are actually of the age of majority, where they're capable of effectuating a kinyan. And so that undermines the taina of the Bnei Mishpacha. They're saying he's a katan, but it can't be that he's a katan, because if he's a katan, the Edom never would have signed on the shtar. Says the Rashbam, now lahalacha, so continuing in the Rashbam, umaskana deshmaitza, modu b'shtar shekasfo, ein sarach lekaimo kedeshmuel uchtarav Yochanan. And the maskana of the Gemara is that we hold like Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, the modu b'shtar shekasfo, ein sarach lekaimo, loshna hecha di'iu marale l'shtar l'meimar shtar pasamu shtar amanahu. Not only in the case where the guy who wrote the shtar himself then tries to undermine the shtar, and no difference even if the edim say, yeah, it's a valid shtar and he wrote the shtar, but we only signed the shtar because we were forced into doing it, because we wind up switching the shitas, so that's the shita of the chachamim that say that's what Shmuel holds, that's what Rav Yochanan holds. Okay, very confusing piece of Gemara, but now it's done. Now it gets a little bit easier in the daf to understand from here on in. So says the Gemara about halfway down. Say, Itmar, katan, if you have a katan, me'emasai mocher benichsei aviv, when can he start selling nechasim of his father? Says the Rashbam, what type of nechasim are we talking about? Bekarka osav. We're only talking about karka. V'tahave mechirasa mechira. When can he start selling karka and have his mechira be a valid mechira? How does the Rashbam know that we're dealing with karkos? So the Rashbam tells us. Why? The ilu gabi metaltali, because if we're talking about metaltal and tanan, we already learned in Maseches Gittin, hapu'utos, when a person reaches the stage of pu'utos, which is about 6 or 7 years old, mekkan mekach umemkaran memkar, they're capable of transacting b'metaltalin. Mufarshin and also kfarshis kfarshev, at the age of six or seven, the kids are able to start transacting with metaltalin. Kol chad lefum chorfei, each one according to his own charifas, according to his own business acumen. Umishum kadei chayev tkinu lerabbanan b'metaltali, tzedave mechira lemezonos avam abrakari lo. So the Rabbanan made a special takana by metaltalin that these pu'utos shall be able to sell metaltalin because the pu'utos needed money in order to buy provisions, in order to buy food, and therefore they made a takana that they're able to sell metaltalin. However, by karka, they didn't make this special type of gzera. They didn't make the special type of takana. Then Munka Yosef explains, because by karka, it's possible to create a big hefset. If you're going to sell the karka for an undervalued price, if you're not going to assess the karka properly, you're going to cause a big loss to the estate. And therefore, they required an enhanced level of business acumen and understanding before they were allowed to sell karka. So how old is it? Okay, so now we said it's older than if they sell metaltalin, but how old is it? So the Gemara brings down a machlokas. Me'emasai mocher b'nichsei aviv, Rav Amar Rav Nachman ben Shmon Esrei Shana, 18, Ravuna Bar Chinana Amar Rav Nachman ben Esrei Shana, and Ravuna Bar Chinana says in the name of Rav Nachman that it is 20 years old. So says the Rashbam again, so ben Shmon Esrei Shana v'yom echad baskinan l'kaman toksman kilifneizman. So that's not 18 literally, because it's got to be 18 years and a day, because toksman is considered to be lifneizman, as we'll see in Amar Amud Beis. Vafal pi she'eni yadea b'tiv maso matan. Here's the important part of the Rashbam. Vafal pi she'eni yadea b'tiv maso matan. Yafa kidemukach lekaimon bas yudalat sheyadas b'tiv maso matan mocheres. Ukagon sheviyish tei shayros ukidemukach lekaimon. Ah, okay. So says the Rashbam, if you have two criteria. In other words, if you reach the age of 18 and you have simone gadlus, then you're allowed to sell karka, even if you may be the biggest dope in the world and you may have no business acumen whatsoever. You may think that karka over here is worth $100 where it's really worth $100,000. Makes no difference. If you're of age and you have simonim, then you're allowed to sell, says the Rashbam. Okay, so we saw back in the Gemara, a machlokas, whether the age at which you're allowed to sell karka is 18 or 20. So says the Gemara as follows. So Masif Rav Zera, Safrek Rav Zera Akasha, Maisa b'vnei brak, b'echad shemachar b'nichse yavim. There was a Maisa b'nei brak, this is the Maisa that we saw yesterday, with a guy who sold an achasim of his father, umeis, and he died, ubo b'nei mishpacha v'iraro, lomar katanoya, and the b'nei mishpacha came and they were m'arar, and they said the sale's invalid because he was a katan, b'shas misa, ubo v'sholu was Rabbi Akiva, and they came and they asked Rabbi Akiva, malubotko, can we check him for simonim? Amarlem, i'atem rashoim l'navlo. No, you cannot, it's usur to be menavel the mace. You are not allowed to defile the mace by checking for nechasim. The ode, and also, even if you wanted to defile the mace, as we saw yesterday, simonim asuyim lishtanos lachar misa, whatever you find on him is not going to be dispositive of whether he was a katan or a gadol, because simonim could change after death. So says the Gemara like this, Bishlam Alamand Yamar ben Shmona Esrei Shana. I understand, according to the Mandi Yamar, who says that he has to be 18, flipping over to Kufnan Hayam and Bays, Hainu Dekasu Va'amrulu Mao Levotko. That's why they were asking, can we check him? Why? And says the Rashbam, because if they would not find the Bays Iros, then they would consider him to be a Katan until he is 20 years old. Now, the Rashbam just points out here, parenthetically, it's interesting that we wait until here to point it out, but the Rashbam points out that this whole discussion in the Gemara about Katan and Gadol and being a Katan until you're the age of 18 or maybe the age of 20 is obviously only relevant to this inyan of selling karkos. Legabe, real halachos of Chiyuv b'mitzvos and Chiyuv and onshin Chiyuv and mitzvos and onshin, says the Rashbam, it's from the time of 13 years in a day. Obviously, what we call a bar mitzvah is when you become a gadol halachically for most purposes, but for the purpose of selling karka, it's until you're 18 or 20. But that's only a side point in the Rashbam. The Gemara was saying, okay, I understand if you say that you have to be 18 and need simonim, then I understand why they wanted to be bodekim, because they wanted to prove, they already proved he was 18, but they wanted to prove that he had simonim. Ela'i amrez mi ben esrim, but if you want to say that you have to be 20 years old in order to sell karka, kibotkulei mai have, of what import would it be if they actually checked him for simonim? Vatnan, didn't we learn in a brisa, in a mishnah rather, ben esrim shaloi vishtei sairos, if you have a person who's 20 years old and he hasn't yet brought two sairos, yavi raya shu ben esrim, as long as he brings a raya, brings his birth certificate and shows that he's 20 years old, vahu asaris, he is the saris who's mentioned, the sris who's mentioned in the Torah, lo choletz v'lo miyabein. He is not choletz. He doesn't have to perform the mitzvah of chalitza or the mitzvah of yibam. If his brother dies without children, then he doesn't have to perform the mitzvah of chalitza or yibam. Why? Because the whole idea of yibam is lahakim shame la'achiv, so that he could then impregnate the brother's wife and have children who will be named after the brother. This guy's a sris. He can't do it anyway, and once ein chalitza el b'makom yibam, and therefore you don't require yibam and you don't require chalitza. But that's what we see is that once the guy turns 20, if he doesn't have simonim, it's not because he's a katan, it's because he's a sris. So if you want to tell me that in order to sell karka you have to be 18, I understand why we were looking for simonim. But if you want to tell me that he has to be 20 and he already brought a raya that he's 20, what are they looking for? Even if he doesn't have simonim, he would still be a gadol because he'd be a sris. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. La vitmarala amarav shmuel barav yitzchak amarav usha noldabo simone sris. That the only time when you're 20 years old that we consider you to be a gadol sris as opposed to a katan is if you have the other simonim of a sris. But if you don't have the other simonim of a sris, then we would assume that if you're 20, even if you're 20, if you don't have simanim, then you would be a katan. What are the simanis ris? So the Rashbam here points us to the Gemara and Yavamas. The Gemara Yavamas says it's that the simanis ris is that he doesn't urinate with any force. It's he lacks kochos over there in that area of his body. So maybe you would, maybe you could say that you have to be 20 in order to transact in karkos, but still there would be a benefit to checking him for simanim. So Amarava dekanami diktani vuasris. It's a raya that he's not considered to be a sris unless he brings simone sris, because it says once he turns 20 without bringing shtei sairos, then who has sris? Then he's considered to be the sris. Why is he the sris? Mistama, because he has other simanim of sris. Shma mina. So says the Gemara, v'chilin lo nodeli simane sris. Okay, so good. So now we have a guy who's 20. If he brought simane sris, then he's considered to be a gadol, even if he doesn't have the shtei sairos. If he didn't bring simane sris, then he's a katan because he doesn't have the shtei sairos. Let's say the guy's older than, he's 25, he's 30, he's 33, and he still doesn't have simanim. So v'chinodu lo simane sris ad kama, until how old will we actually consider this guy a katan? So tani rav chia ad rov shnosav, until he reaches the majority of his years. What's the majority of his years? Says the Rashbam, 36. Why is 36? Because says in Tehillim, yemei shnosenu bahem shivim shana, because the standard lifespan is 70 years. So once he turns 36, even if he doesn't have simanim, even if he doesn't have simane sris, he's still considered to be a gadol at that point. So Kiyosu Lakami de Rav Chia says, so when they would bring such a situation to Rav Chia, say, I kachish, if the person was very frail, Amarlu Livri, they would say, oh, maybe have him put on a little weight. The Ivri, and if he was very robust, Amarli Lichosh, he said, he gave them advice, maybe have him lose a little weight. Tahani Simoni, because these Simonim, Zimnind Asu Machmas Kishusa, Zimnind Asu Machmas Briusa. Sometimes they come because a person is too weak, sometimes they come because a person is too healthy. Okay, so says the Gemara now, you told me that the sale of karka is not valid until the person is 18 or 20, according to the machlokas in the Gemara, and has simanim. Okay, so yiboylu toksman kalif nezman. Let's say in his 18th year. So before his 18th birthday, but in his 18th year. So in other words, when he's 17. What's the halacha? Toksman kalif nezman. Is toksman is in the 18th year like lifnezman, and therefore the sale is invalid? Okala acharzman, or is it like acharzman? Rav amar Rav Nachman toksman kalif nezman. Rav amar Rav Shila amar Rav Nachman toksman kila acharzman. So we have a machlokas. Whether in his 18th year is considered as if he's less than 18, and therefore the sale is invalid, or whether in his 18th year is considered as if he's greater than 18, and therefore the sale is going to be valid. Says the Gemara, v'hod de Rava, and this shita of Rava, that toksman is kalif nezman, was not lav beferish imar ela mechlala imar, was not said beferish, it was deduced rather. And where was it deduced? Tahu de toksman, there was a person who was toksman, who was in his 18th year. So the azil zavin nichse, he sold nechazim, the asil lakaime de Rava, and he came before Rava, amar lu la asa velo klum. And Rava said he didn't do a thing, it's invalid. So man dechaza saver mishum toksman kalif nezman. So anybody who saw this maisa thought that the reason that Rava said it's invalid was because this person was not yet 18 years old, but he was in the middle of his 18th year. And Rava said that the sale is invalid because toksman in his 18th year is kalif nezman. It's as if he's younger than 18. Says the Gemara of Elohi, Hasam Shtusa Yaseira Chazube. Over there, the Rava saw an enhanced level of shtus in the kid, and that's why he said it's not a good sale. What did he do? Dave ka meshachrer leila avdei, because he was meshachrer his eved. He was meshachrer his eved, and shikrer and freeing an eved says the Rashbam is ibud mamon v'chinam she'en lo ba'ana, because he has no ana from freeing his eved, and that's why Rava invalidated the sale. Not necessarily because Tochzman is kalif nezman, but because this guy had an especially low level of sophistication when it comes to these types of transactions. Says the Gemara of Eiter, two lines down on the wide line. Sholach le gidol bar menashe l'rava. Yilamdeinu rabbeinu. Tinokes bas esh bas arba esrei shana v'yom echad. A tinokes, a young lady who's 14 years in a day, yodas betiv maso matan mahu, and she knows how to transact business, mahu. What's the halacha? The Rashbam says, the Rashbam brings down two shitas. What are we asking about? By metaltalin, or are we asking about karka? So first he says, it's mashma that we're not asking about metaltalin, because by metaltalin we already said that the pu'utos can transact once they're 6 or 7 years old. And so then the Rashbam brings down a shita who says, maybe we're asking the question about karkos, and the halacha that we said that you can't sell karka until you're 18 or 20, that's by a person who's not especially sophisticated. But maybe if the person's especially sophisticated and they have a very good business acumen, even as a youngster, maybe they'll be able to start transacting with karkos earlier. So they asked them this kasha, 14 years in a day, mahu, shalach le, im yadas, bativ, maso, matan, mekha, mekach, memkara, memkar. So yes, if she has good business acumen, then her transactions are valid. Vilishlach le, tinok, why didn't they ask the question about a boy? Why they asked the question about a girl? Because the issue arose when a girl who knew Tiv Maso Matan sold something and she was 14 years in a day. Okay, so now, if the whole point is that if you have business acumen, then once you're a halachic gadol, you're allowed to effectuate transactions and you don't have to wait until you're 18 or 20, why'd they ask about a girl who was 14 years in a day? Why didn't they ask about a girl who's 12 years in a day? Because a girl becomes a bas mitzvah when she's 12 years in a day. So let's ask a question. If the girl is a halachic bas mitzvah and she knows business, can't she transact? Again, says the Gemara, Maisa Shaya Kachaya, what do you want from me? The Maisa was about somebody who was 14 years and a day old. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Viter. One last Maisa, and then we'll finish up today's shir. So Upachas mi ben Esrim, there was a person who was less than 20 years old, the Azil Zobin Nichse Avua, Kigidol Bar Menashia. There was a person who was less than 20 years old who sold his Nechasim, the Chasim of his father, like Gidol Bar Menashia. And now he wanted to be Choser, on the sale. So Asa Lakame de Rava, so he came before Rava, so Amrle Krove, and so his relative said to him, so what you should do is demonstrate to Rava that you're incompetent, and because you're less than 20 years old, and if you demonstrate that you don't have business acumen, then Rava is going to invalidate the sale. So what they advise him, Zil Echal Tamre, so go eat dates in front of Rava's house, Feshadu Be Kishyusa Be Rava, and throw the pits at Rava's house. In other words, act like a lunatic. And if you act like a lunatic, he'll assume that you don't have business acumen. So of the Achi, so he did this. So Amrlu Zvini Lav Zvini. So Rava said, sure enough, his sale's not a sale, because it's impossible that this guy has any sophistication and business acumen, because he's acting like a ridiculous child throwing pits at my house. So Kika Kosvu Le Shtara, when Rava was writing the shtar to invalidate the prior sale, Omrle Lakuchos, who obviously wanted the sale to be upheld, said, Zil Emale LaRava, they said to the seller, go say to Rava, Megillas Esther Bezuza, Shtara Damar Bezuza. So the Lakuchos told the guy to go over to Rava and say, so you're going to charge me now to write the shtar showing that the sale has been recanted, that the sale is now invalidated. And you, because writing a shtar costs money, right? You have to write it on cloth. It costs money. So you're now going to charge me ezuz. So they said, say to Rava, is it fair that you're going to charge me ezuz the same price as a Megillas Esther? I should pay for this simple shtar the same amount of money that people pay for a Megillas Esther. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to set the guy up to make a comment to Rava to show that he has business acumen, because he's trying to negotiate for a better deal. So Azar Lomerle, Amar Luz Vinas Vini. So he went and said that to Rava, and he said, the sale's a good sale, because it's obvious that the guy does have a business acumen. So Amar Le Krove, so the Krovim said to Rava, Lekuchos Agmaru, oh no, this guy doesn't have any business acumen. It's Lekuchos who taught him this Taina. So Amar Le, Amarle Mizbrui Le Savar, Kivan de Mizbrui Le Visavar made the Yada. Okay, yeah, maybe the Lekuchos taught him the Taina, but it had to sink in, it had to make an impact on him, and then he had to think about it and he had to convey it to me, and he was able to do that well enough. And so I see, obviously, he does understand the Haida Avad. Why did he go around throwing day pits at my house? Chutzpah Yisero, Davibay. It's only because he had a Chutzpah Yisera. It's because he had this streak of rebelliousness. He had this streak of impetuousness. It's not because he didn't understand transactions. He understands transactions, and therefore, consistent with what we just saw earlier, that if a girl is 14 years and a day and understands transactions, her transactions are going to be valid. So to this person, even though he was less than 20, he conclusively proved, the lekuchos conclusively proved that he understands maso matan, and therefore his transaction is going to be valid as well. And we'll pick up from here, God willing, tomorrow.